Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I've never heard of such
a group. You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, man. Good evening, everybody, and welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? First and foremost, thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing me to make it back here for another week of informing and enlightening my people out there. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who's watching the program. Lamont Gates, the unflappable one, I like to call him. Thank you, everybody, for joining me this evening. Welcome. Oh, man, so much to there is so much to talk about. Once again, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to make it through another week where so many other people did not. Anyway, everybody, it's back and better than ever with the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Man, where do you start? Where do you start? With this debate last night, it was like watching a bunch of school kids in a in kindergarten. It was so ridiculous. Oh, my God. I sat there and I watched it. I mean, I had to watch it. The pain I go through for you people, the pain and suffering that I go through for you people. Watching this debate last night, oh, man, it was. I took so many notes. I have them all scattered all over the place. I'll get to that in just a minute. Anyway, so I'm watching, I'm a very observer. Shout out to Linda Lombroso before we go on. Shout out to Linda Lombroso. I promise. I hope I'm saying your name right, Linda. If I'm not, forgive me. I know I'm good at butchering names. But shout out to Linda Lombroso, who is a staunch supporter of the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so I'm watching this, and I'm kind of stuck on this. Y'all heard me talk about this before. So I'm watching. I can't see the phone. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, my brother from another mother. So I'm watching this commercial for, I believe in subliminal messages. I believe that some people, companies, corporations, whatever, do send out subliminal messages. So I'm watching this, commercial for this, I'm watching this commercial for this prescription medicine for Crohn's disease. And remember the commercial? Now, I saw this once. I mentioned it before on the Ron Kelly Show. I mentioned that the woman, the show opens with a little girl, a little black girl, and she's standing outside her school, anxiously waiting for somebody to pick her up, anxiously waiting. And she's black, and it's pretty clear that she's black. Y'all know, folks who watch my program, white folks as well, no, I'm not racist or anything like that. But I it just gets under my skin. So watching this commercial, and a little girl comes out, a little black girl dressed all cute and everything, with her hair done and a little dress on, yada, yada, yada. So the little girl's anxiously waiting for about 5 or 6 seconds. She's anxiously waiting for somebody to come pick her up. And the camera pans across the street, and there's a white man standing there. And what happened at first was the camera's on the little girl, and she's looking around, and she appears to be worried. Then she breaks out into this really big smile, and the camera pans across the street, and there's a white man standing there. I mean, obviously white, and the little girl is obviously black. So what happens is, man, it looks kind of creepy after a while. He picks her up and he takes her out on Main Street, downtown, whatever, buys her a stuffed animal or whatever, takes her to the ice cream parlor. And the commercial ends with them walking down the street hand in hand. Okay. Now, the same company, and I can't think of the name of the prescription. But y'all know what I'm talking about. So the same company, that I saw another, they made a brand new commercial And this commercial was of it opens with a woman standing with two kids, a son and a daughter, two little kids. And they're all standing, the three of them are standing at the train station. I guess, you know, they're standing at the train station. They're waiting for someone to come. We don't know who it is. So finally, a man shows up and he takes the kids, and they show the mother waving at the kids. So I suppose that this is the estranged father. And he, and now this is the very same company. So the subliminal message in this commercial was that there was an estranged father coming to pick up his kids to take him out. Now, yeah, I can get the part about him coming to take his kids out. But I'm telling you, this just gets under my skin, because you have a little black girl who is waiting for someone to pick her up from school, and it turns out to be a white man. Then you have the very same company make another commercial of a black man who's, I guess, separated from his wife, and he's going to pick up his kids to take them out, whatever. You know, it was all cutesy and stuff, but I'm telling you, I believe that this was somebody's idea. This was somebody's idea to make this commercial like this, where you show an African-American man going to pick up his kids from the mother, and the mother waving goodbye. So that tells you that they're not together. And then you have a little black girl who's standing outside the school, anxiously waiting for somebody to come and pick her up. Who picks her up? A white guy. And I'm telling you, you know, I do believe that, you know, I mean, I'm the last person to be a conspiracy theorist, but I do believe that there's something going on here, damn it. I think there's something going on. So anyway, and if you ever see the commercial, you know, just nod your head like, mm-hmm, you know, yeah, he was right. Because I think that, you know, the message is that the black man is incapable of hanging in there. And or the message is that the black man is incapable of hanging in there and taking care of his family like anybody else. And then the other part is the white man has to come along and take care of this black kid. Because you see time and time again with these commercials that are coming out now, you see a black woman with a white man, a black woman with a white man. Now, you don't see a white woman with a black man for the most part. 90% of the time, you see a white woman with a black woman with a white man. The commercial with the white man going to pick up a black girl, black child. You see, it's the very same company, a commercial about some kind of stomach stuff, stomach issues. The very same company, you see a black man coming to pick up his kids from the mother. Now, she's picking them up from the train. Now, he's picking them up from the train station. He's not even picking them up from her house. He's picking them up from the train station. So he gets off the train, and he picks up the kids, and the mother waves goodbye. So why don't you show the Bleak family? I'm telling you, this stuff, there's a conspiracy going on here with this nonsense. Anyway, everybody, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. There's something going on in Patterson. There's a There is a Stop the Violence, something happened, I believe it's on Sunday. There's a Stop the Violence activity going on in the city of Patterson, New Jersey, because gun violence in the black community has just gotten, it hasn't just gotten out of control, it is already completely out of control. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. I will do a segment on the advent of the, you know, gun violence in the black community, why it's happening, and don't start with that slavery stuff, because I really don't want to hear it. Don't start with slavery, with the Willie Lynch and all of that stuff. I mean, yeah, I know about that. I'm aware of the Willie Lynch stuff. I'm hip to that, but I mean, come on now. Come on.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun, Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me try to take a break.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
All righty then. Man, I had to talk for a whole half an hour. I can't take it. Anyway, shout out to Rashawn Dixon and Dr. He's So Fine, Figueroa. Now, that's not what I think, but anyway. Everybody, Sunday, February 23rd, the Street Keepers, Patterson Men Stand Up Anti-Violence Initiative, and I'm going to switch gears in just a second. There's a Stop the Violence rally. It's being held at the Integrity Lodge, number 51. That's the Masonic Temple, as most of y'all know who live in Patterson. 224 Broadway in Patterson, New Jersey. This is going to be Sunday, February 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So save the date, mark it down, Sunday, February 23rd, the Street Keepers, the Patterson Men Stand Up Anti-Violence Initiative Stop the Violence Rally is going on at the Integrity Lodge, number 51, the Masonic Temple, 224 Broadway in Patterson, New Jersey. The time is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you can make it, please do. Okay, so, oh, man. Oh, Jesus. So welcome, everybody who's watching, listening. I might not even been on radio for the last half hour. Jesus Christ. I can't take it. Anyway, shout out to Shout Way. Shout out to Albert Vega, my brother Albert Vega. Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m., spinning them wheels of steel. DYMusicRadio.com, Albert Vega. My boy, Albert Vega, doing his thing. Spinning on the wheels of steel. You know, y'all know what he do. Y'all see him on Facebook Live. Wednesday night, I believe it is, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on DYMusicRadio.com. Okay. So shout out to Shaw Williams. He says, what's my opinion on Mike Bloomberg? You know what? I like that Mike Bloomberg is in there, Shaw Williams. I'm talking to you, brother. I like that Mike Bloomberg is in. You know, I like Rich. You know, I like Rich. I love Rich. You know, I believe in being rich. You know, I believe I'll be rich one day. I mean, I'm rich in health and all of that stuff right now, but I like to add a little money to it. So yeah, I believe in Rich. And I don't begrudge Bloomberg for amassing a massive fortune, $55 million. See, because what people don't understand about Mike Bloomberg has given away a lot of his money. Mike Bloomberg has given away a lot of money. He's given money toward climate change. He's given money toward gun violence. I'll be talking about that in just a minute. Mike Bloomberg has given money for black causes. Yeah, he has. I don't mean bribery money. You know, forgive me for stop and frisk. I mean, that's one thing that bothers me about him. But I like money. I like Bloomberg, you know, because these other people who are up there, I'm not voting for any of them. But when it comes down, if Bloomberg is still in it, and I'm not supporting him or endorsing him, I mean, my endorsement don't mean a whole lot, but maybe it does. But I'm not, if Bloomberg is still in it on election day, when I go into that booth, I might be a Bloomberger, you know, because I like Rich. And what they did to Bloomberg last night was they practically crucified him for being rich. The man started a business. And yeah, I know they get breaks that we don't get. Yeah, I get that. And there's only 4 black billionaires out of the 600 and something billionaires that live in America right now today. Only 4 are black. 4 out of nearly 700 billionaires in the United States of America, only 4 are black. So I get it that they get breaks and stuff like that. But I like Rich. You know, I don't like living in an apartment. You know, I want to live in a big ass house. I don't want to be, you know, not necessarily with maids and servants, but I guess I'd probably have a cook or something. I mean, I like Rich and I like Bloomberg. You know, now, you know, and I heard what he said. I heard the tapes about what he said about throwing us against the wall. I heard that. You know what I'm saying? But how many of us have said something that we didn't mean? How many of us said something that we may regret now? How many of us? He who stoned glass houses, none of us live in one. You know what I'm saying? And I like Rich. You know, I love Rich. And I hope to be rich one day. You know, I don't know if it's going to happen from this radio show. Well, you know, however God says dictates it. But yeah, I like that Bloomberg was in there. I liked that he was in there. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says no one cares about the amount of money he makes. Sanders just wants to be sure he's paying a certain amount of taxes. Also, do you forgive stop and frisk? Seems he didn't think it was a bad idea until running for president. Well, I mean, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say I forgive. I did live in New York, but not during the stop and frisk time. But do I forgive Bloomberg for stop and frisk? Yes. Yes, I do. I do. What, am I going to stay mad at him? You know, I mean, and I'm not saying to you, Lamont Gates, but yeah, I do forgive Mike Bloomberg for stop and frisk. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because if you look at the overall record of Bloomberg, if you go back and if you read if you Google Mike Bloomberg and his philanthropic causes, you'll see that Mike Bloomberg get a lot of money to organizations and institutions that supported black folks. He really did, you know. And I'm not saying what he paid the church to go up in the pulpit, but hey, the church got money. But no, I do forgive. I'm willing to, I mean, put it like this, Lamont Gates, I'm willing to put that behind me as far as what Mike Bloomberg did with the stop and frisk. I'm willing to put that behind me. Yes. Yeah, so anyway, I like Rich. You know, and I like that Bloomberg was up there because they're all scared. Because the hit is that everybody's scared of Bloomberg. Warren, Sanders, Biden, poor Joe, seem like, you know, Joe Biden reminds me of, you remember the jail philosopher character on Living Color, Damon Wayans, was using all the words wrong? That's what Joe Biden reminds me of. He reminds me of Damon Wayans, the old jail philosopher, the jail, whatever you want to call him, in Living Color. That's who Joe Biden reminds me of. Joe Biden seems lost. You know, Bernie Sanders is mad. Elizabeth Warren is crazy. Buttigieg, I tell you, I don't want no gay, you know, no first, you know, I got nothing against gay people, but I don't want, me personally, I don't want a gay president. You know, you can say what you want to say about me, but I don't want that. I don't want that. Yeah, I don't think America wants it either. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, who says he doesn't think he even took a salary. No, he's got $1 a year. Bloomberg took $1 a year to be the president, to be the mayor of New York. I like it. $55 billion, that's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of money. And Bloomberg, he said last night, he is giving his money away. $50, $60 billion, I mean, it's uncalculable, that kind of money. So if he's giving it away and he's giving it to causes, you know, gun violence, which he did, you know, so I'm down with it. And I like rich, trust me. I damn sure don't like poor. I like rich. I'm going to skip the, it's time for me to take another break, but I'm going to skip that. I want to talk about this gun violence thing. You know, the Stop the Violence rally. And what does a rally, I mean, we have so many marches. We have so many marches. We have so many rallies. We had, you know, you see what happens is, you know, we had people putting out petitions. You're wasting your breath because ain't no damn body going to, ain't nothing going to change off of no petition. You know. Bunny McKnight says he's got my vote for all the right reasons. Exactly, Bunny McKnight. Exactly. I got some smart people in my audience. So we've had rallies, and we've had walks, and we've had marches, and we've had, you know, all kinds of stuff to protest the epic killing that's going on in the black community. And only in the black community. It's not happening anywhere else. It's only going to happen in the black community. See, because until we accept, we have to begin to accept responsibility for what goes on in the black community. When people say most of the crime occurs in the black community, it does. It does. We are, you know, there's a lot of places in Newark or wherever, New York, Baltimore, Philly, you know, and a white guy said to me one day, he said, man, they won't bother you. I said, you crazy as hell. Yeah, they'll bother me. They, you know, when it comes to crooks, they don't see color. They just see money. And it's not, you know, no, I've never heard of a black stick-up kid saying, oh, well, I'm not going to stick you up because you're black. No, you're going to get it too. You're going to get it too. And so we've had these rallies and marches and all kinds of stuff and meetings and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and it's done nothing. The violence continues. Now, I'm not saying that this rally, you know, we need to start somewhere. And this rally, Streetkeepers rally, I was affiliated with, not affiliated with, but I did attend some of the meetings of the Streetkeepers when I was on the come up with my radio program. I'm not saying that the rallies are not worth it, but we've had rallies, we've had meetings, we've had, you know, and I may, if I can make it, I'll be to this one. The time, it's going to be tight with the time because I do serve my church, Christ Church in Rockaway, New Jersey. Stop on by, make you feel right at home. Shout out to Pastor David, Ireland, the best. But yeah, so I'm losing track of time. Okay, 16 minutes. All right, so we've had all this stuff. And what has it done? It doesn't do anything. You see, here's the problem. A child is born. And the child, and believe it or not, and scientists and doctors and psychologists and sociologists have all agreed that a child's most formative years, the most formative years of a child is between birth and 5 years old. Those are the most formative years of a child. So when the baby is born, the baby learns more about life in those first 5 years. How does the baby know when to cry, when it wants something? How does it know? Or when it's wet, you know. How does the baby know? So the first 5 years of a child's life are the most formative years and determines how he grows up. So for the first 5 years of the baby's life, we're constantly trying to shut him up. Hey, take this rattle, take this bottle, take this, you know, oh, give it to him so he'll be quiet. When people in other societies, other ethnic groups are raising these little jokers, even at that age, from birth. So why do these little Jewish kids run around with the yarmulke and the curly Qs and all of this stuff? Because they see their friends don't look like that. Some of those kids go to public schools. They wear what their family, what the parents tell them to wear. And they don't go to school and take off their, you know, take off the yarmulke and tuck the little curly things they wear on the side of their face. No. They're taught that from birth. They're taught to behave, they're taught from birth. But many of us spend the first 5 years of our kids' life challenge trying to get them to shut up. Be quiet. Shh. Here, give him the bottle. Hey, give him this, give him that. Give him whatever he wants. Here, shut the hell up. When these kids from birth, our children from birth should be being raised. From birth, from the time they open their eyes, they should be We should be on them. But what happens, especially in this world now, you see kids 3, 4 years old playing with iPhones. Oh, my God. I'm so glad they didn't have iPhones when I was growing up. They had phones, but they just didn't have iPhones. And what happens is the kids are raised from birth. A lot of us don't do that. We wait until they're 7, 8, 9 to try to start teaching them stuff, but it's too late. Shout out to Tuffy Ali. It's too late. I don't want to say too late, but we wait. Most of us wait until the kids get 8, 9, 10. By then, you know, the horse has already left the barn with these kids. We wait until they, you know, start going to school, for example. Now we want to try to teach them something. I wouldn't say it's too late. But we wait until they get a certain age before we start trying to teach them stuff. And by then, it's too late. Chronologically speaking, it's too late. We, in order to stop the violence, you remember the Terminator movie when they sent the man back in time. They sent Arnold Schwarzenegger back in time to kill somebody who was going to grow up and be a problem. You see what I'm saying? So what we have to do is we have to begin to teach our kids from birth. We got to handle our business from birth, from the time they are born. Because a lot of times you see them rolling around on the floor at the path mark, but you see the kids rolling around on the floor because they can't get what they want, crying, screaming, temper tantrums, because they can't get what they want. Now, you didn't teach them that. Nobody taught them that. They learned that on their own. Shout out to Mike Mazak, my brother from Massachusetts. So you see these kids. I'm taking too long with this. Other ethnic groups raise their children from birth while we wait until the kid is 5, 6, 7, 8 years old trying to teach him stuff. And you go through a Walmart, you see the kid rolling around on the floor. And it's not necessarily because the parents are bad. It's because the parents didn't teach the kid nothing until they got 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, when they should have been teaching them at 1, 2, 3, 4 years old. what to do. But we wait too long. We wait too long. Next thing you know, they blood or a crip or whatever the case may be, and it's too late. Now, I think that, you know, for, as far as the black community, it's not just a woman's fault. Shout out to Shaw Williams, it says, but not only that, some of us want to be their parents and friends. Yeah. Mama at the club with daughter. They both got the titties hanging out. Oh, my God. I shouldn't have said that. Oops. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, development is not stagnant. It is never too late to learn. We do it from birth. We don't do it from birth, Lamont Gates. We don't do it from birth. We wait until the kid, we have the baby, and then we just, watching it and trying to shut it up at night. God, I hope this kid goes to sleep. How's the kid? Oh, he sleeps all night. And we're not teaching the kid nothing until it's too late. So we have to begin to teach our kids before they get a certain age. From birth, 1 year or two, we got to start training them. We're not training our kids. So by the time they get 6, 7, 8 years old, they roll around on the floor, they copping attitudes, they want what they want, they talking back to you in some cases. Now, if you would have handled your business and took care of that kid in the very beginning, it's not just about feeding them and putting a pamper on his behind. It's more than that. It's more than that. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, gang involvement has nothing to do with parental teaching per se. Peer influence is also an issue. Yeah, but see, but why do you see Jewish kids in gangs? You know, I mean, I know Asians do have them, you know, but they don't make movies about Asian gangs. You know, they're not as, you know, I'm not saying they're forgiving them because they're bad. They're wrong, too. They're wrong, too. But I'm talking about black folks. I'm talking about African-Americans, Latinos. We need to teach our kids from birth, not until they're 5 or 6 years old. We need to teach them from birth. You know, now I'm not begrudging the people. It's just what I told a brother that I would mention it. Rashawn Dixon. I told a brother, I don't know if he's watching because I can't see everybody on the screen. I can't, there's a lot of people. I can't see everybody. For some reason, everybody doesn't register on Facebook. There could be 1,000 people watching and I will only see a handful. Because they messed up and let me see there was 1,400 people listening to a Ron Kelly show prior to this one. 1,400 people were watching, but they slipped up and let me see that, and I captured it before they could take it off. Facebook is funny. They want money. So, yeah, so there's a Stop the Violence rally. Now, I'm not saying it, you know, I'm not saying that this rally is not good. I'm not saying it's not good. It's Masonic Temple, and I told a brother I would mention it. 224 Broadway. Y'all know what a Masonic Temple is. People who live in Patterson, 6 to 9 p.m. So I might even be there if I'm able to fit it in. But we need to teach our kids from birth. We can't wait until they're 5, 6, 7 years old. All right, everybody. It's 7 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Y'all know what time it is. It's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. We got big things coming up. It's time for us to take the bull by the horns. We got big things coming up. This election is serious. Can you imagine another 4 years of Trump? That should scare all of y'all. That should scare everybody. Another 4 years of Trump. Shout out to Anton Williams, my boy. Shout out to Anton Williams anyway. I'll just leave it there. Shout out to you, my brother. Good to see you, man. Yeah, so we got big things coming up. We got this election coming up. And the prospect of another 4 years of Trump should scare the hell out of everybody. Because we made it through these first 4 years, but another 4 years of Trump is going to be a problem. Because he treats other countries like his employees, and the people are not going to keep standing for this. He's compromised NATO. NATO is important. North American Treaty Organization. That's what NATO stands for. NATO. See, because if something happens, let's say China and Russia and South Korea, you know, try to do a Pearl Harbor on us, then we have to be friends with other countries who can help us, because we're going to need help. You know, we need all of that. We're going to need help. We're going to need these other countries to help us if something should break out. So what keeps the peace, part of the peacekeeping process, is NATO. Because Russia and whoever else might be thinking about it might be saying, well, you know what, because, you know, because when you got your boys with you, you know, if you go somewhere and you got your boys with you, nobody's going to jump you. And, I mean, to keep it simple, that's basically what NATO is. France, Germany, I believe Germany is a member of NATO. I'm not 100% sure. Lamont Gates can correct me, like he always says. Hey, Shakima, Shakima D4, check out, y'all. Get that credit together. I may need to call it. Anyway, so yeah, so these NATO countries, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, the Warsaw, I mean, those NATO countries that are right by Russia, next door, you know, we need to keep these people as our friends, because if something should happen, you know, we're going to need help. But the fact that we do have our NATO allies, it keeps us safe. It keeps us safe. And Trump is kicking the people's back in and talking about the country. We need NATO. So all y'all should be scared to death, because it's possible that Trump don't, you know, look at the Democratic candidates. Like, look at him, Bernie, and, you know, oh my God, Buttigieg kissing his husband on stage, you know. I ain't got nothing against the LGBTQ community. Believe me, I don't have nothing against it. But that, the president kissing his husband on inauguration day, I can't. I'm sorry. But anyway, it's a couple of minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Don't forget Sunday, Stop the Violence Rally, Masonic Temple, 6 to 9 p.m. in Paterson, New Jersey, courtesy of the Street Keepers. Paterson Men Stand Up for Anti-Violence Initiative. Yeah, we do need to stand up. But see, but once something has happened, low network connection. Okay, once something has happened, you know, see, it's harder, it's easier, I believe it will be easier to stop kids from picking up guns than it is from stopping kids from stopping kids to put down the gun. I know I'm not it's recording, so I'm not live right now. I'll tell you, everything is going wrong here. It's easier to stop a kid from picking a gun up than it is to make a kid put a gun down. Because once the kid understands that you know, gun is power, and they've already acclimated themselves to the lifestyle, that's it. It's a wrap. Okay, so I don't have a network connection right now, so I know none of y'all can't see me. Anyway, it's a couple seconds left of the program, so I'm going to break out of here. So I do say thank you, everybody, for participating to the Ron Kelly Show. Once again, shout out to Lynn Lombroso, who might be hearing me on the radio. I don't even know what's going on right now. But, yeah, everybody left. All right, so... Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Oh, I'm back. All right. Oh, I am back. Okay. All right. Yeah. Apologize, everybody. The you know, we're victims of Facebook here. You know, but this year, things are already happening. This year, the Ron Kelly Show is going to take off this year. So, let's hold it down. You know, the Ron Kelly Show this year is going to take over. We're going to get off this Facebook. We're going to get off Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to the people at AMFM Broadcasting Network, who I have no problem with. But we're going to get this thing together. We're going to take the Ron Kelly Show to higher ground. Anyway, everybody, it's about a minute and a half left to the program. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you back here next Thursday for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. I'm going to try to make it to that rally. I really am going to try to make it to that rally. Hopefully I'll get a chance to say something. You know, something positive. So don't get it twisted. Shout out to Albert, John, Anton, Lamont Gates, Albert, everybody, Shaw, everybody who watched the Ron Kelly Show, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll see you back here next Thursday for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. be nice to somebody. And remember, because it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together, unity in the community, we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I'm out of here.